Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some tips for viewing spring flowers. Now is the season to take a day trip to visit fantastic displays of indigenous winter spring flowers. I'll share some tips and information so that you can make the most of your flower viewing time. It helps to plan ahead, so try to find a printed flower guide at tourism offices or stores in the towns you will be visiting. Some wildflower shows or nature reserves have entry fees or require you to buy tickets. You also need to pre-book for accommodation or for activities like guided walking tours, so please do make your inquiries ahead of time. Regarding the flowers themselves, they generally don't open in overcast or rainy weather, so spring flower viewing is best done on a sunny day. The flowers are at their best from around 10:30 in the morning till about 4 p.m. Also, because the flowers face the sun, to make the most of flower watching, try to travel with the sun behind you. You would then begin your day by driving north fairly quickly and then turning back in a southerly direction, going west in the morning, south in the middle of the day, and east in the afternoon, keeping the sun behind you so that the flowers are facing you as you travel during the day. Be careful not to trespass on any private farmland and don't pick the flowers or remove any of the bulbs. I'll mention a few wildflower events happening in September. There's the spring flower tours happening in the Huntum National Botanical Gardens near Nevootville from now until the 15th of September. The tours are guided by flower expert Eugene Marinus. The guided walks are weather dependent and take place at 11 a.m. in the morning or at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Visit the Huntum National Botanical Garden Facebook page for more info. There's also the Darling Wildflower Show taking place on the weekend of the 16th to the 18th of September. This includes a wildflower show and plant fair, an orchid fair at Duckett Nurseries, art exhibitions, and much more. You can also book a guided walk in one of the Renosterveld reserves in or around Darling. Visit www.darlingwildflowers.co.za to book tickets. There's also Postburg, which is part of the West Coast National Park. This particular nature reserve is close to Langebaan, so an hour and a half from Cape Town, and only open to the public during August and September. Visit the Sandparks West Coast National Park Facebook page for opening times and entry fees. Lastly, for those of you who love succulents, there's a Fet Plant Fierce happening in Calitzdorp, also the weekend of the 16th to the 18th of September. This event includes veld walks, talks by succulent experts, plant and art exhibitions, as well as kids' activities. Advanced booking is required, so go to www.fetplant.co.za for more details. So to sum up, make sure you book ahead for some of the activities and accommodation in the small towns. Also, you may find the venues less crowded on a weekday compared to the weekend, so visit during the week if possible. I've shared the info about these events onto my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy, so take a look there if you need more details. Have a great weekend, and I'll end with this quote from Roland R. Kemmler. What a lonely place it would be to have a world without a wildflower.